Moncrief on News Talk.
When you go to get your hair done, are you also there for a bit of a chat? And if you're not, should it be up to you to tell the hairdresser? One or two places do offer a silent hairdressing option. It seems to be growing in many countries, but shouldn't all of them? Sonia Magner is now a wellbeing coach, but used to own a hair salon. Afternoon, Sonia.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
So from your previous life, was it often the case that someone would come in and you'd see them going, please stop talking to me?
Yeah, of course. On both sides, both from clients and stylists. You know, I guess it's a known fact when you go into a salon. I know back in the day, I've heard many a phrase of it being a gossip shop. And you know what? Look, it is about the connection, and a lot of clients love to go in for the chats, and stylists do build relationships and rapport with their clients. While at the same time, I think, you know, well-being, the topic here, really, we're living in a very busy world. A lot of people are quite stressed and burnt out. I'm working with a lot of very burnt out women, and sometimes they just want time to relax. They don't want to engage in conversation.
Mm. And but you can imagine how, because it's kind of weirdly intimate in the sense that the two bodies are quite close together, and the hairdresser is kind of, you know, not in their face, but you know what I mean. It's quite close to them, so it feels odd not to acknowledge that.
Yeah, of course. And actually, I remember this being said to me years ago, that I think apart from doctors, surgeons and dentists, you know, beauty and hair were up close and, as you say, physically, up close to the person. So it is very intimate. But I do think that having the option, at least for the client, you know, you can have clients that are introverts. You could have clients that are going through something in their life and they don't want to engage or be questioned about their life.
Mm, absolutely. How do you think it should work, rather than the client has to kind of sit in the chair and then say, you know, don't talk to me, which kind of nobody really wants to say anything like that?
No, I think it has to be set up properly. And the salons that I'm working with, particularly, I'm seeing it in the UK, a lot of my clients are starting to explore this as an option. You do have to have it done professionally, where it's given, you know, as a choice, so that everyone knows where they stand. It's not a case of trying to suss out, you know, oh, does the client want to talk today? Of course, emotional intelligence will tell us that. But unfortunately, not everyone has enough emotional intelligence. I've seen down through the years in my own business where clients have come in and have been very obviously not wanting to engage. And then the stylists are trying to drag conversation from them. It's actually really awkward.
Yeah. So when somebody is booking, then, be that on the phone or online, then you could have a kind of a talking or non-talking option.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard it been said as a silent treatment, which I think is hilarious. You're getting the silent treatment, you know, it's a great name.
Yeah. By the same token, though, if somebody goes, yes, I'll go for the talking option, does that not put enormous pressure then on the stylist to come up with some sparkling repartee while they're doing their hair?
Possibly. Now, I will say, I think, you know, generally in the salon industry, they are quite chatty and sociable. It is a very sociable industry. And, you know, from what I've experienced in my 25 years of being on the salon floor, I think most people who go into the industry would expect that. I think that this is all new. You know, we're very much focused now on well-being. It's a huge part of the work I'm doing. A lot of businesses are bringing in as much as they can to support not just their team, but also their clients, the guests that visit the business. So I can see it going forward as being something that will become more and more common.
Yeah, and perhaps even have a kind of a quiet part of the salon and the chatty part, because even if you don't want to talk, but on either side of you, loud conversations are going on, that can be a bit intrusive as well.
Exactly. So, you know, looking at the environment as a whole, you know, of course, there will be salons that will be able to offer that if they have the space. And I'm sure there are people already doing that. And then, of course, not everyone is able to offer that facility,
no,
you know.
That's true. I was going to say noise cancelling headphones, but that's obviously obviously impractical, given that you're getting your hair done. Sonia, thanks a million for talking with us today. That's Sonia Magner there, a business and well-being coach.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.